And now to talk lawn bowls, a very good morning indeed to Vince McSherry. G'day, Vince, how are you?
Very well, thanks, Turco. It's another great weekend, a beautiful place to live.
It is indeed. And last weekend we had the Group 7 pennants, and yes, it was Mackay taking on Emerald, wasn't it?
Yes, Mackay versus Emerald for the in the Division 1 pennants. And I wouldn't say that Mackay were the favourites, but gee, they put on a great show, and they eventually beat Emerald by 17 shots. So
wow, okay.
They're off to the state final in early November. So Mackay now will be represented in the men and in the women. So we wish them all the very best in the state finals.
And great to see you getting more information coming through from the ladies' divisions too. So the ladies' champion of champions triples was held last Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yes, it's up at St Helens on the outdoor carpet there. So once again, Mackay Club are in the news because their triples team of Carly Burns, Carol Savage and Robin Devereaux had a very close game against Early Beach in the final. They beat Jill Spencer, Elaine Hadlow and Lada Purdy 25-23. So a good final. And well done to the ladies from Mackay Club.
Absolutely. And there's a lot of reason for getting involved in lawn bowls. And one of those is the camaraderie. The other one is there's competitions and there's money involved. And I'll talk about the big one next weekend shortly. But there's one coming up this weekend at Early Beach.
Yeah, it's Early Beach. You're putting on a men's fours. Started at 9 o'clock this morning. And they play three games today and three games tomorrow. And $6,400 on offer.
Brilliant.
There'll be 64 guys up there trying to win some of that money. So it'll be a great weekend. Early Beach always put on a good show and host these carnivals very well. So good bowling to all those involved up there.
And next weekend, the Mackay District's biggest carnival at the Northern Beaches.
It is, yes. This is the biggest carnival for the district because the ladies play for quite a lot of money on Wednesday and Thursday. Friday is the sponsors' day, and then the men play Saturday and Sunday. So in all, probably about $20,000 up for grabs. Always a great weekend, and we get lots of visitors for that particular carnival. And it's usually booked out. It'll be booked out on Monday for next year, I would say.
So a year ahead. Phenomenal. Yes. All right, well, let's finish off with our newest club, and they do great work. We went out there playing some social bowls a couple of weeks ago, actually. But West's, they've got a competition coming up next Friday.
Yes, this is a new event that they're putting on. It starts at lunchtime on Friday and goes through until about 8:30 Friday night. $2,500 for a men's fours, three games they'll be playing, and something new out there at West. So anybody who's interested, just give West the ring and let them know, and you'll be catered for very well out there.
Terrific, and we're just keeping people up to date with what's happening in the wonderful world. And yes, as you always finish, Vince.
Yeah, to you, Dave, and to all your listeners and to the bowlers throughout the district, have a great weekend and watch your bias.